And away we go. We're off and running on a getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of March, Friday, March the 6th, 2020. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, 3-6-2020. How about that? Now, here we are on Friday. Now, Friday is one of my favorite days because it's just kind of an easy day here at the station. I do my program here in the morning from 8 to 10, and then we have Charlie Evers come in from 10 until 12, and he does a lot of great giveaways, and then Charlie and I get together from 12 to 1 and do the Exchange Club and talk about whatever is on our mind. So you have got 5 hours this morning of listening pleasure that you will not want to turn away from. Fridays are just a good day. I've always liked Fridays. Fridays have always been my favorite day of the week, even though Friday is usually a work day. But there's something about Friday when you get off of work that you know you don't have to be back at work until Monday. So Fridays are just good days. And that's where the whole Getaway Friday thing came from. You're getting away for the weekend, so it is a Getaway Friday. First Friday in March, and a few snow flurries out there this morning. That was kind of strange. This week was topsy-turvy weather, and that's the only way you can put it. We had, last night it was 50 degrees at 7 o'clock when I was driving downtown. And then now we're obviously below 32, or we would not have snow. But I guess that's the way it goes. Now, I just want to give you a quick health update because I think, I like to bring the medical into this show. Monday and Tuesday, really Tuesday, not feeling well at all. Started to turn around on Wednesday, definitely felt better yesterday. And today, I believe I'm almost recovered at this particular point. A matter of fact, I've stopped taking all the medicine that I was taking to make myself feel better because I really don't feel bad. I just have twinges at this point of weakness, like my energy level is not back to where it was yet. But other than that, everything feels okay. And everything seems to be moving okay. You know, the whole thing with this illness was I never got a cold. I never got nausea. I never got a headache. I never got any of those things, a sore throat, that you normally get with the flu. And yesterday I ran into a couple people who were both sick, and they had the nausea and they had the fever and all those things. And for whatever reason, that never came with whatever I had. So I really don't really, at this particular point, know what I exactly had. I just know that I had it for about 4 days. Maybe five or, because it started over the weekend, so maybe 5 or 6 days. But it does seem to be dissipating. I guess you just have to wait it out. I really don't know if it was a bacterial infection or a viral infection. I'm still up in the air on that one because, as I understand it, a viral infection, you just have to wait out. But a bacterial infection, you can get antibiotics for. Now, I did not get any antibiotics because I was not sure that it was a bacterial infection. So it very well might have been a viral infection. And the interesting thing was, I was kind of waiting for it to turn in to something bad. I kept thinking, I'm going to get a cold. I'm going to get a sore throat, I'm going to get the nausea, I'm going to get a fever, I'm going to get all these things that people have gotten with this, but it never came. Thank goodness it never came. Now, I'll have to knock on wood so it doesn't come this week or next week. All right, so that is your medical update this morning here And hopefully the last medical update I will have to give in regard to that, because it's not fun not to feel well. I don't even like to use the word sick with that whole matter, because I don't believe I was ever really sick, because I don't know what it was. But when you're not feeling up to par, it's not a fun time. So hopefully that's the last time we will have to talk about that. And the other morning I had the caller call in who very kindly told me I should probably get my heart checked, because a guy my age should not be having these issues. And as far as I know, my heart is still pumping. Now, as long as I sit behind this microphone, I think my heart is pumping, and I don't have any chest pains or anything like that, but or pains in my arms, which I think is associated with men with heart disease. But I think I'm okay at this point. I think the heart is functioning properly. I think my brain's functioning somewhat properly doing this show. Now, here's another thing, and it always makes me think about this. Do people know heart disease is still the number one killer in the United States, and that women's symptoms are so different than men's? I didn't know this till a few years ago, but you know, we often associate, you know, tightness in the chest and pain in the arm with heart trouble, but that's really for men. Women have all kinds of different symptoms for heart trouble. They can have pain in their jaw, pain in their wrist, and a lot of times just feeling run down. And women don't associate that a lot of times with heart trouble, because the pain is in such odd places. But if you have any kind of weird pain, and you shouldn't, you really should get checked out, because the last thing you want to do is end up on a gurney somewhere with any kind of heart issues. That's one organ in your body you cannot go without, is the heart. All right, what do I want to talk about this morning? Okay, I'll tell you one thing I want to talk about. Last night, as you know, I do a couple podcasts. You can get those podcasts on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com and search the name of the podcast. And one of the podcasts I do is a podcast called Paper Rings. Now, we had done two episodes of this. I do this with Michelle and Abby. Now, we had not taped an episode in pretty close to a month. I think the last time we taped an episode was mid-February. But last night, we all got together and taped an episode of the Paper Rings podcast, which is not on YouTube yet, because it was just taped last night, but you will be able to get it on YouTube very soon, so pay attention. You just go to YouTube and search Paper Rings podcast, and you'll be able to get episode 3. But we came in here last night. Now, the point of the podcast was supposed to be about forgiveness. That was supposed to be the topic. Now, in the course of that hour, we did cover the topic of forgiveness, and we learned who forgave and who did not forgive, and who might forgive, and so on and so forth. And I think what we learned from the podcast, although you would have to listen to it to really follow up on this, was that Michelle totally forgives. Abby, she won't like me saying this, but I don't think she's listening right now, so I can say this. Abby somewhat forgives, but can hold a little bit of a grudge, although she doesn't like that word grudge. But that's what we learned about her. And I don't seem to hold a grudge. It's just kind of non-existent to me, those sort of things. You know, anger and whatever when it comes to holding forgiveness from somebody. I just don't think I care enough about what's going on. If somebody does something bad to me, I think, oh, okay, well, you know, shucks on them, I guess. Now, by the way, if you have an opinion on this, it's kind of interesting. When do you forgive, and can you forgive people? I think that's an interesting question. If you have an opinion on this, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, The reason I'm talking about this is that was supposed to be the topic of last night's podcast, forgiveness. And as I say, we did get into that topic somewhat last night. But it took us about a half hour to get there because for some reason we started last night talking about everything but forgiveness. And have you ever had one of those moments where you get together with people and you really have no plan? You know, it's not like dinner. It's not like you're going to do an activity. You're just coming to tape a podcast. You're going to do that. You're going to get it out of the way and you'll go on from there. Well, last night we all kind of got together and I don't know what it was about last night. I don't know if everybody was kind of stressed. I don't know if everybody had had a long day. I don't know if it's because we taped it so late in the evening. I really don't know what happened last night, or maybe the fact that we had all not been together in about a week, I think it had been. But we just had, and I will go on record with this, I think I even posted this on Facebook, we had so much fun last night getting together that it took like the first half hour to even get on track with the podcast that we were doing. Because we were laughing and having a good time and talking about things that were just a lot of fun. Now, here is one of the things we talked about. Because I find this, I don't know if anybody ever did this, but to me, this is just about the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of. Now, yesterday, I brought up on this show the idea that kids now, to show love for somebody, are sharing earbuds. Now, have you seen this? I know you've probably seen this if you're around young kids. What'll happen is they'll have their cell phone out or they'll have their listening device and they'll have their earbuds, you know, plugged into their listening device. And they'll put one earbud in their ear and then because they are with their significant other at that point, they'll take that other earbud and they'll jam it in the ear of the other person. Now, I'm thinking this is not a good idea because earbuds are not headphones and they kind of sit down in your ear with all the stuff that is in your ear, especially if you don't clean your ears. And we know that a lot of middle school and high school kids don't clean their ears. So I found this a little off-putting that this is the new thing, sharing earbuds. But anyway, beyond that, we were talking about that last night during the beginning of the podcast. And I learned that during the beginning of the podcast that apparently in Michelle and Abby's day, it was not earbud sharing because I don't even think earbuds had been invented yet when they were in high school. But what it was, now get ready for this, and I hate to say this while a lot of people are eating breakfast because this is just, to me, whew, can't even tell you. Apparently, what you used to do with your boyfriend or girlfriend is your boyfriend or girlfriend would be chewing a piece of gum. Now, do you follow me? Gum's very popular. I don't know if it's Trident or Big Red or Bubble Yum or whatever it is, but somebody would be chewing a piece of gum, your boyfriend or girlfriend, and for some reason, the boyfriend or girlfriend would be done with the piece of gum and they would give it to you and then you would start chewing that gum. You would finish chewing their gum. Now, why you would do this, I have no idea. Why this was a thing, I have no idea. I had never heard this. This to me was totally foreign last night. Now, I do have to say, and if you go back and listen to this podcast when it's put up, the Paper Rings podcast, that the person who brought this up was Abby. She said she had done this, and done this many times, that this was not just a one-time thing for her. But can you imagine? See, to me, this is worse than even the earbud thing, because the earbud thing is just in your ear. Now, I don't think that's all that pleasant because I think you can probably get an ear infection that way. But can you imagine chewing somebody else's gum? Oh, I can't even, I wouldn't even know where to go with that. But apparently, wherever she went to school, this was a thing, that you chewed your boyfriend's, in her case, it would be boyfriend, you chewed your boyfriend's gum. Now, why is that romantic? Why is that? I don't know. Has anybody ever heard of this? Does anybody know anything about this? If you want to know, or if you want to have, it just totally throws me off my game to even think about this. If you have any comment on this, give me a call. 28 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did they used to call that? It used to be called ABC gum. But I thought, I did not think that's the way it went down. I did not think that the significant other just pulled the gum out of their mouth and gave it to you and said, here, finish chewing my gum. Now, on what level could that be considered a romantic overture? Here, finish chewing my gum. Doesn't that sound like, oh, isn't that a good pickup line? Here, you want to finish chewing my gum? Then we'll go to the dance together? What is that? That's insane. I've never heard of such a thing. Jeez Louise. Go ahead, caller.
Is that any different than swap and spit?
Well, here is the point that I brought up last night. I brought up that I do remember that when you would kiss somebody, that sometimes if they had gum in their mouth, because a lot of kids chew gum when they're young, that yes, sometimes the gum would end up in your mouth that was in their mouth. But I don't think that was on purpose. I think that was just something that happened.
Well, it's just youthful exhibitionism.
But can you, does this sound romantic at all? Here, finish chewing my gum?
Well, not yours by any stretch of the imagination. Heidi Klum, maybe. It could kind of be romantic if it was one-on-one in the proper environment, but not out in public. That's why I say it's a youthful expression or youthful exhibitionism. Like smoking cigarettes and all that other kind of stuff.
Well, have you, though, seen this thing with the earbuds now where the kids are sharing the earbuds?
Well, hey, every generation does something. I guess it's kind of similar to sharing a cigarette, only, since they kill cigarettes and all of that kind of stuff. Now, listen to this. Let's listen to it together, and it maybe evolved out of that. But you know what all that goo in your ear is, don't you?
What is that?
It's sweat.
Oh, it's leftover.
According to Dr. Oz, that's all sweat.
Oh, earwax is sweat?
That's according to Dr. Oz. I don't know what Dr. Phil would say about that. But
I think that Dr. Oz is a quack.
I think it's gone beyond their usefulness. There's only so much you can cover, and when he covers criminal things, what the hell's that got to do with medicine?
Who did he go after a few years ago, and it was like orange juice or something like that, and they sued him, and all of a sudden he had a whole different aspect, a whole different opinion on orange juice?
I don't know. Well, he's the spawn of the mighty Oprah. And we could all maybe remember when Oprah was going after the beef industry.
Oh, yeah.
And had Dr. Phil, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, sure, there were some factual issues there, but it got, just like everything, blown out of proportion, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah, but you don't want to mess with Oprah, because she's the most powerful woman in entertainment. Now, Dr. Oz, he might be a tear-off of Oprah, but
he's one of her minions.
Right, he doesn't have Oprah power. You know, Oprah's got a billion dollars, she's got her own network, she can take on the beef industry. Now, Dr. Oz can't do that.
Yeah. And her feces do not stink.
Well, I don't know. I would not mess
with
Oprah.
That's what they say.
Is that what they say? It could be. I don't know. I've never... been around Oprah when she was doing that, but she's the all-powerful. I mean, she can just mention a book, and all of a sudden it's a bestseller.
Mm-hmm. Hey, talking about news, did Glenn Cobble cover the Republican Lincoln Day dinner last night?
You know, he did, and in my understanding, the biggest story, I got it, two videos of this morning, is that Melissa Atkinson, who was on this show, the Lincoln dinner was going on. That's where Jim Jordan was last night at all occasions down in Waldo. And apparently they kicked her out. The Republicans kicked her out, wouldn't let her in.
Well, they, I assume you got the footage I sent you a link to.
I do. Now, can I play this on the air? Is there any profanity in it?
The one that I sent you, someone got carried away, and then I edited a couple of expletives out of, and it was one of the victims, one of the wrestlers that was on the Ohio State team that became quite frustrated. You know, I went in, I interviewed the people that were out there protesting, and then I went to go inside and get an interview with Jim Jordan. And I was immediately, guy grabbed me by the shoulder, you have to get out of here, this is a private party, et cetera, et cetera. I've shot footage, my footage has been used in Japan, Channel 4 in Columbus, Channel 10 in Columbus. I've even shot for Montel Williams and stringing things. I was escorted out. However, the Marion Star, the last I knew, they let them in. But I just wanted to get the other side of the story to interview Jim Jordan. And, oh, geez, no, get out, private party. However, I could be wrong, but I saw in the Marion Star that the Lincoln Day dinner, et cetera,
I guess
open
it's
to the public, tickets available.
I just got a note on Facebook. That's how quick things happen. I guess it was the Harding dinner last night. The Harding Day
dinner.
The
Harding.
Yeah.
Well, that was, at all occasions, I was under the impression that was the Lincoln Day dinner. You know, they had the Jefferson Jackson dinner, the Democrats, and then this was the other one. Well, it could be, but I thought it was the Lincoln.
Here's what I want to know. See, here's their problem. You can have a private party, but if you let any media in, there is freedom of the press that's in our First Amendment, and you cannot pick and choose what media you want in, even if it is a private party.
Well,
that's the whole
what
point.
Andrew Carter, the Marion Star, you know, kind of thought, and I thought, you know, I don't know why, just because I'm a stringer and I just want to get an interview, why would they, you know, kick somebody out that gives them an opportunity to speak their piece? My footage is right now at Channel 4, and I'm waiting to hear back from 6 and 10. But it's just amazing. Apparently, my understanding is Robert Schultz, who's the president of the Marion County Republican party or club or whatever, patted down Melissa Atkinson and her party of people. She paid over $200 in tickets to be there at that event, and they kicked her out. They threatened to arrest her.
Well,
so these are the kinds of shenanigans that just exacerbate voter apathy.
Well, but
and it's not just the Republican Party, but it's the Democratic Party too.
But I do have to say, on the Republican Party's behalf here, that Melissa Atkinson is not media, and she has been saying some things that maybe they do not find all that flowery. And she said them on this show about the Marion County GOP that was not all that flowery. And if it is a private party, I mean, they have an option not to let her in.
Well, then why did they sell her tickets?
Well, they should refund her money. They should refund her money.
But they sold her tickets. She had access to be there, and it was advertised and promoted, as far as I can recall, as a public event. So it's really... it really stinks, you know?
Well, it does, but I would...
Democracy in our country is turned into a joke.
Well, but my guess on this whole thing would be is that she probably, because you have to buy these tickets in advance, and this negativity has kind of went down in the last two or three weeks.
Well, they had some, you could buy your tickets there. They had some. I was given to understand that you could buy tickets right there at the door, too.
Right, but I do think that she bought hers in advance, and I think that that really became a negative in the last two or three weeks between the two groups. And
the fact of the matter is there are two viable candidates for the electorate to make their decision. It's not up to the party to decide. You know, if you've got two viable, three viable, or more candidates, hey, the more the merrier.
But isn't...
Let's thus settle after the electorate has... cast their ballots.
But isn't the problem, though, with her particular case, I mean, that she went out and made that video, that that's probably exactly why they didn't want her in there? She doesn't have a good relationship with them?
Well, condemnation because somebody exercises their freedom of speech?
Well, you can exercise your freedom of speech, but even as the media, you do have freedom of the press, but you can't go in and cause a disturbance. And
well,
I don't...
You know something? The only people causing the disturbance were those who were selective in allowing people in. I got an interview with a couple that went in, and they came back out. They weren't even out there protesting House Bill 249 and Jim Jordan's complicity, or whatever you want to call it, however you want to characterize it, with Dr. Strauss at Ohio State. They were flabbergasted. They were there, I believe, what's his name, Balderson, the guy from Zanesville, getting pictures, asking questions, and somebody got them and made them leave. And they'd paid for their tickets to be there, had nothing to do with any of the things that would be, getting your panties in a bunch, and they were escorted out.
Well, I have to say, it is the Republican Party's prerogative if they want to have her in there. She's not press, and she has her freedom of speech. It's her...
But she's a candidate.
Right, but that
he's
doesn't...
He's a legitimate candidate.
But it doesn't...
What's wrong with having two candidates, even though you're diametrically opposed to another candidate, and you're running in the party?
Well, I understand, but I just know that this was a private dinner. It was an invitation or a ticket dinner. It wasn't just an open house. And that if they did not want somebody there, I do think they have the right to do it. It's just like in the movie theater. If somebody comes in and you've told them not to come in, you think they're going to cause a disturbance, or they cause a disturbance, you can kick them out even if they've bought a ticket.
But you know, you can't arrest somebody just because they're thinking about killing someone.
No, they didn't arrest her, did they?
Well... They came close to it. They threatened her with arrest if she didn't leave the premises.
What was she doing? Hanging around? Well, I mean...
No, she just went there. She was going to sit at a table. She bought I don't know how many tickets, etc.
Well, let me see...
The tickets, went there to see Jordan, went there to see Balderson, and whoever else was there talking. It was a Republican Party function. And it was not, I'm pretty sure it was not a private event because it was publicized, tickets available, etc. So,
well, let me see. I'll see if I can find that audio, and if it's clean, we'll give it a listen.
Well, I can send you a link to the YouTube if you want to use the audio. I cleaned it up. I mean, there were, you know, F-bombs, as they say.
Oh, well, yeah.
Two F-bombs from one of the... wrestlers, and there was another wrestler, and I think there were a few wrestlers there, but they wanted to bring attention. They want support for House Bill 249, which would allow felonies such as this, no statute of limitations on them.
Well, and I think that's their right. I think you can do that. I think you have freedom to protest, but not inside a private dinner. I mean, you can protest outside.
No, and they had no intentions of going inside the dinner. Atkinson wasn't out there protesting with the 249ers. She was there as an attendee to a Republican Party function. She was not out there with a T-shirt on protesting or a sign or anything else like that. She was there in the function as a candidate for the Republican Party for the March 17th primary. And that's it.
Well, we will have to see what goes on, I guess. I don't know what
the
situation is.
I'll send you that link to the Facebook.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, it's an interesting situation. I know there was a big hubbub over there for the big Harding dinner last night. I know that the Democrats were over there protesting. I think Jim Jordan was what they were protesting. And he was there last night. And apparently we had some of the wrestlers protesting. And then the whole thing about Atkinson, who's running for office in a primary, got kicked out. So there was all kinds of interesting things going on last night that certainly is for sure, is what it sounds like. All right, anybody else have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Was anybody at that dinner last night? Do they know what in the world went on over there? And what were we talking about? Oh, the whole gum thing. Holy mackerel. Did you ever do that? Did you ever share gum with somebody? Passing gum around? Used gum? Or this whole earbud thing? I'm telling you, that to me is just, I don't know. There's something about that that is just not normal. But that could be me. I might be the abnormal one on that. Let me know. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Or what are some of the things you did when you were younger to show that you like somebody? You know, did you do anything maybe a little off kilter? Like we've talked about sharing earbuds or chewing other people's gum. The things people do, you really wonder. You would not chew somebody else's gum who was like a stranger. You wouldn't just go chew their gum. I to me, that the whole thing's a little funny. Now, I do have to mention here, because I think this is important, that last night before the podcast taping, that Michelle brought me a chicken sandwich and a root beer float. Now, this was my first root beer float of the season, and it was delicious. And I cannot even tell you the last time that I had a root beer float. You know, it's been a long, long time since I had a root beer float. And last night, that was very, very good. So I thank Michelle for that root beer float and that chicken sandwich. You know, there's something about the chicken sandwiches, you know, and we're talking about the shredded chicken sandwiches here, that are just delicious. Does anybody have a good shredded chicken sandwich recipe? Because I know people make these all kinds of different ways. Now, there's something we haven't talked about. I know every Christmas my mother makes shredded chicken sandwiches, and she puts something in it that is different, and it really kind of changes the taste. But everybody loves these shredded chicken sandwiches that my mom makes on Christmas Eve. And I know the shredded chicken sandwich that I had last night was very good from Michelle, so that was good. All right, well, I'm getting the audio here from the Harding dinner last night. Now, how long is this clip? Well, the clip is like 6 minutes, so let me see if I can find what we're talking about here, the clip that went on. Seems to be a lot of kind of angry folks here. All right. Here we go. I think this is the Melissa Atkinson part from last night. So let's see what we can listen to here. All right, here we go. Let's take a listen.
Stories and definitely believe what they're saying.
I just walked into the Ohio Republican of our Party GOP event. Congressman Jordan was going to be speaking. I paid $250 for my guest to be in there with me this evening. Chairman Robert Schultz came up, started patting people down, asking their names, completely shaking down my group, brought over sheriffs. They threw out a Marine, a Republican Marine, a supporter of mine. They threw out a homeschool mother and her husband. They threw out members of my staff. Words were exchanged, and then they brought the police in to physically throw us out of an event. That's what's going on in the Ohio Republican Party. They want to silence the voices of the men who support House Bill 249. House Bill 249 that seeks to protect men who were raped, who were molested, who were fondled for over decades, and they're trying, this is corruption, they're trying to cover up any voice that supports House Bill 249. This is corruption, this is wrong, this is undemocratic what they're doing to people. They are physically throwing people out of I'm a Republican Senate candidate who stands with the victims of sexual abuse and exploitation. That landed me in being thrown out of an event. This is criminal.
I'm here to support House Bill 249. I tried to go into this dinner tonight with my friend supporting for Senate, and we got kicked out of this event because Jim Jordan doesn't want to hear us and wants to silence us. They want to kill that bill because he doesn't want to be liable for things he knew that were going on at Ohio State, and it's criminal. Just shows you what a coward he is. I mean, they physically told me and my former teammate Nick Nutter that we weren't allowed in the event. Then I got threatened by one of his clowns outside. This guy's trying to intimidate me in front of a sheriff. Then I say, quit eyeballing me. They threaten me to be arrested.
Then he's going to go to jail. We're going to go to jail.
So that's what's going on tonight. I just came here because I spoke out on what happened to me and my teammates and my brothers. This guy was our coach and abandoned us. And he's abandoned us again. He's
Jim
throwing
Jordan.
Us out.
Jim Jordan,
big tough guy. He's not a tough guy. He's not tough. He's a coward.
We just went inside to participate in this dinner tonight, and I was speaking with our representative, Troy Balderson, and my husband was taking a picture of us talking together, and it was a fine conversation. It was quick, but the next thing we knew, a gentleman pulls my husband aside and says, is there going to be a problem, and says, what asked you about, like, what,
while
taking a picture?
Yeah, while I was taking pictures. I was I'm taking a picture of my wife talking to a representative.
And he said, is there going to be a problem, sir? And he said, no. He said, well, these law enforcement people will escort you to leave if you don't leave.
Well, he said, I talked to a representative, not to a representative. He wanted us to leave.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, so yeah. Then we left. That was it. I guess we weren't welcome there for talking to our representative.
Yeah.
And for Marion, Ohio, I want people to realize that this isn't about a Democrat or a Republican issue. This is about taking care of our children when we send them to these sports that we have in these universities. This is about Jimmy Jordan not fulfilling his obligation as being a coach, as doing the right thing. This is part of the Me Too movement, if you want to take it that way. He knew all about this. Obviously, when he came across television, and his classmates called him and said, Jimmy, you got to do something, and he didn't do it. We got three people running against him on our side of the party. And again, this isn't politics. This is about kids that we're sending to school. This is about kids we're putting in harm's way. It's not right. Something's got to be done about it. And I hope that people on that side that have kids that have been injured because of this, they'll never recover in the long run. Do something about it. Do the right thing.
Okay, and that was footage. We thank Terry Klein for that. Last night's Harding dinner. Now, okay, in the interest of fair journalism, and that's the first time I've heard that, Melissa Atkinson was there with, I believe his name is Adam DeSabato. He was one of the wrestlers who is claiming that Jim Jordan knew what was going on at Ohio State while the doctor was doing inappropriate things to the wrestlers. Now, okay, the wrestler had been on CNN probably within the last month accusing Jim Jordan of this. So, at a dinner that Jim Jordan is going to be at, a private dinner, I can understand why he probably would not want this gentleman in the event. Now, not that that's right or that's wrong, but I can certainly understand why they might think that that might cause some kind of a disturbance, because there were a lot of emotions wrapped up in that. Now, you can protest outside all day long, just like the, I believe that was Tom Pannett, Marion County politician here, Democrat. He stood outside, he protested, and that's your constitutional right. You can protest anywhere you want. And I think Melissa Atkinson and Adam DeSabato, they can protest anywhere they like as well. But And nobody's going to say what this doctor did was right. It wasn't. But do we know that Jim Jordan knew? I don't know if we know for sure yet. I don't know if there has been any evidence that says that. And in the news, we've got to deal with evidence. We've got to deal with facts. And until we know for sure, we cannot say that he did it or knew, that he knew what was going on. So, you know, I can understand why there might be some problem with letting Adam and Melissa into that event, even though she had paid for the tickets. It is a private event, and they might have felt a disturbance was going to be caused. And maybe they were just trying to head it off. If there's anybody who was at that dinner, if there's anybody from the Republican Club who would like to call in and explain what happened, you are more than welcome to do that. This is the Town Hall of the Airwaves here, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But it sounds like there was a very hot, high emotions last night at the Harding dinner at All Occasions Catering. That's what I take away from that, is that there was certainly some very high emotion and some very interesting things that went down last night. Now, you know, I guess we hope it can all be ironed out. You know, that's what I hope. I'm an optimist in this whole situation. I hope things like that can be ironed out. Nobody should be abused in any way. I don't think anybody's going to say that's okay. So, obviously, something has to be done there, but I don't know. Emotion gets away from people sometimes. We're all emotional human beings, and, it's difficult. Because I'm sure the Republican Party invited Jim Jordan, because he's their candidate for Congress in this area, and they did not want to make him feel uncomfortable by having these people come in. And you know, it's their dinner. So rightly or wrongly, you know, what's the song? It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Well, in this case, it's my party and I'll do what I want. You know, when you have a private party like that, that's ticket only, I think you can say who can come in or not. And if you believe somebody's going to cause a disturbance because of events that have taken place since they bought the ticket, I think you should refund the money. But I think that you probably do have some say who can come into that party and who can't. So at this point, that's the way it goes. Does anybody else have any feeling on this? 57 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And maybe next hour we will have a little more flowery topics on this Getaway Friday morning. But it's news. And we're going to bring you news here on this station as we get it. And that's the point. So there you are. You heard it in their own words last night. And again, we thank Terry Klein for that footage and edited footage. So there were no bad words in that particular footage. But the real outrage that I have on this Friday morning has more to deal with the chewing of somebody else's gum, which I had never heard about in my life. See, that's where my outrage is on this Friday morning. Why would you chew somebody else's gum? Why would you stick your earbud in somebody else's ear? Why? And of course, I got to say thank you again to Michelle last night for the great chicken sandwich and root beer float. First root beer float of the season. First root beer float I'd probably had in years. And it was very, very good. By the way, does anybody have a good shredded chicken sandwich recipe? What a transition that was from the Harding Day shenanigans last night to a chicken, shredded chicken sandwich recipe. Holy mackerel. Charlie Evers coming up this morning from 10 until 12. Lots of great giveaways to Smoothie King. I believe Arby's this morning. Panda Express. You won't want to miss Charlie's show. We still got the Jags koozie we can't get rid of for love nor money. And we also have, there's a exchange club this afternoon with Charlie and myself from 12 to 1. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk a little bit about this whole Atkinson and Harding Day dinner mess from last night. I can't talk about it now because we've only got a minute, but I want to talk about competition next hour, and I want to talk about winning a competition yesterday that maybe you don't know about. Also, don't forget, we spring ahead Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Sunday morning. We spring ahead. We gain an hour. Well, we lose an hour. See, I already screwed it up. We lose an hour Sunday morning. We spring ahead at 2 a.m., but guess what? It'll stay daylight till about 7:30 at night starting Sunday evening. So we lose an hour, but we'll have daylight longer in the day. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Back in about 10 minutes after news and weather to tell you all about competition and maybe some chicken, shredded chicken recipes. Stay tuned.
We're doing current events and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now. 740-383-994.
The famous from Sertan.
Is that called sangria?